Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good whenever you're listening. Welcome. Welcome to episode actually 31 of Looking for My Give a Fuck Epiphany, episode 31, hosted by yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd. And the reason I was like grooving to my music, even though I might need to change it, but it just ends so abruptly. I'd be in the middle of dun, dun, and then I got to work on that. I got to tell my brother, let's just like, you know, what is it called when you slowly bring it? Yeah. Anyway, so that's what happened. I was jamming and then all of a sudden just it's off. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What day is it? You know, by the way, I listen to a lot of shows. And one thing that they do that I never have done is acknowledge the date. That is so cool. And the reason it's cool, because there's so many podcasts and stuff that are always recorded, which I think if you're a good storyteller, I love a podcast. But if you're just whatever, whatever. But anyway, so the date, I'm going to start including that. What day is it? February 26, 2023. Again, you know what? Because I don't know when my id and my ego is listening. As you guys know, that's the going joke that no one's listening. It's probably true. However, my id and my ego, they're listening. And so therefore, for those for those two listeners, I say to you, what do I say? Welcome. Actually, welcome. I know there's a few people out there listening, and I hope so, because I really, for 30 minutes a week, just get to vibe on my own issues. But I always like to talk about where it started from. So let's go back. Looking for my give a fuck. May be a little too strong for people on a Sunday morning. However, please keep in mind that it is completely a positive show. It is not Debbie Downer or Debbie fuck you or made that up. No, actually, it's a good situation. And let me tell you why. Well, it's it takes from a conversation I had with my mother and my brother. Now several months ago, and it also stems from the things that I have learned by way of listening to and reading Eckhart Tolle's most recent book, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. You may also be familiar with his first book, which is like The Power of Now. The reason I again, we'll talk about how we got the title and how this really came to play, but more importantly, you guys, Eckhart Tolle has a great book. And again, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. And the reason why it is great, I am not getting money. I don't even know the man. Advertisement, I ain't doing on none. I don't know any of that. But just when there's something good, I share. And the reason this book is so amazing is that it gives you tools, tools that you can use unilaterally. Really, really, you can use them. And it's for you. Now you're like, well, how do you know those tools are good? Well, I think I've had several psychiatrists, psychologists, group this, group that. I've had a whole bunch of them. So I should know when there's something that has tools to help you. And how do I explain it? Okay, I always use this quick metaphor or example is when I'm in traffic, I'm pissed off, and I'm pissed off at everyone that's in traffic, right? No, 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 I'm pissed off because for whatever reason, that moment, I can't still myself. I'm thinking about the past. I'm thinking about where I need to be. I can't think about what's going on inside of me. Why am I impatient? What am I trying to get after? Is that making my life better? You know, so real quick, this book helps you identify just by way of awareness. I swear to God, it's the reason I say it's so simple, because once you get to the core, you can grow out of it. You know, you can grow. It's like once you get to the center of a pimple, I don't know why I use that metaphor, but you know, you keep digging, digging, it's painful. That's perfect. Once you just keep digging, digging, all of a sudden, boom, it pops. You're lucky, right? I know that sounds completely crazy, but you know, metaphorically, I mean, it pops, boom. And the reason that is important here for discussion purposes is that once you get to the source of that, pimple-wise, once it comes out, you can grow from there. Or you can say, okay, wait a minute, why was that impacted? What happened there? So this book gives you that option. This book is amazing. And the reason why, again, it gives you tools. So for instance, if for some reason you instantaneously just go to negative, right? For, you know, where did you get that from? How did you get that? And you start just taking a minute and go, wait a minute, why did I go there? And this doesn't take years and years and years to figure out. It takes a momentum. Like, whoa, why did I go there? You might not even deal with it at that moment, but it becomes an awareness. And then you find yourself doing it again and then doing it again. And then you find yourself seeing other people that you hang around doing it and your parents and this and that. And you go, wait a minute, there's a pattern here. Wait a minute, before you shift or make any changes, you become aware, right? And it's so cool. So you become aware, and then you decide if you want to do something with it. I think it's a perfect tool to go hand in hand when you're getting counseling, right? A lot of times you go to counselors, and their job is to listen, and your job is to pour out, you know, just like I was saying, digging that pimple. I know it sounds terrible. But more importantly, let's keep in mind that if you go to them with some tools of things like, you know, I've noticed the past week, I go straight to default this and that. You give the doctor, the psychiatrist, your group leader, whatever, you give them something to work with. A lot of psychiatrists and psychologists have more than just listening skills. They have tools, but they never can like use those tools because their job is to pull out. How about them scraping up, you know, scraping like, wait a minute, I pulled it out now. Okay, it came to the surface. You popped the pimple, right? And so then that psychiatrist or psychologist can kind of like use their tools to heal the scars, right? So let's think about that. Anyway, let's talk about where this came from. Looking for my give a fuck came from a conversation I was having with my mom and my brother on a Friday. My brother comes and visits my mom every Friday, no matter what. He was even here on this Friday when it was storming. And they tend to have heavy-duty conversations. There's soda juice, and I call it Coke soda juice. And there's food, and there's conversation. And if you know anything about my family, the conversation is serious at times, right? And so I believe this particular day it was a conversation regarding, I'm sure, mother hating Donald Trump, and I am a conservative, not that I think Donald Trump is anything more than just Donald Trump. However, I 50 some odd years I've been a Democrat, and I've been aware of the fact that I was a Democrat, right? Probably for 10 years. That's funny. I was a Democrat because my mother told me that's how I was going to vote. But anyway, I decided a couple years ago, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I think I want to go over to the conservative camp and see what's going on there. And a reason, it had nothing to do with, it had a lot to do with the fact that I didn't think the Democrats were doing enough for black folks, honestly. And the conservatism that I like is the fact that I just, you know, government stay out of my business. Help me, you know, create, what do I mean by stay out of the business? It's kind of like loosen up on the licenses. Let me start some businesses so I can hire people, things of that nature. So I'm more on that side as for why I'm a conservative. Anyway, my mom and brother were talking. We're sitting in the kitchen. There's this little nook. There's three of us. And my mother's getting heated. I'm sure, again, it was something Donald Trump did, because that's the only time she really gets heated when we have these conversations. And so therefore, they said something and I tried to interject. And if you interject, if you interject with anything more than what they're saying, you are going to be hurt. And so I'm sure they shut me down. It was so funny. And I start looking on the table and my brother goes, what are you doing? I said, looking for my give a fuck. And we laughed. But we had a conversation about that too, because we really did kind of merge in the fact, what was happening after COVID? What's going on with us? Why are we unable to have conversation? You know? And so it just kind of went there. But more importantly, that particular day, they laughed until my brother left. I mean, I think if I look at him right now, he'll still laugh. The next morning, he came with a book, Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. I was unaware of the fact that my brother was so spiritually, I don't know if it's spiritual, but maybe, yeah, spiritually connected with who he is and how he thought, okay, you know, I think this book, you're ready for this book. Because again, I want to add, this book gives you those tools to look at, why do I have this instantaneous reaction? How's that? Make it simple. Why do I just get funky immediately or ugly or upset about everything or judge? Where does that come from? You'll be pleasantly surprised that it came probably even before you were born. And then what you do when you find out what it came from, you don't have to change it. You know, people in this world think that they have to change who they are. I don't really think so. Just if who you are is benefiting the betterment or benefiting towards the betterment, if I can get that out, of your life, then do you. But a lot of times when we tend to carry something that's heavy, or we tend to be a little negative, or you always have static coming from the left, coming from the right, that tends not to be, in my opinion, the best place to be every single day of your life. So we're always looking for something to give us peace, in a sense, or just simple understanding, right? And so again, you know, again, I'll say this again, the tools to instantaneously check out your response. Not necessarily at that moment you have to do anything with it. Become aware of it. And then if you realize, you know what, this response is not really good for the healthiness of a productive lifestyle or purpose, you get to change it if you want to. And change is nothing more than being aware. That's really it. I have a list of, okay, that was my opening, blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. Yay, Shirley. I'm goofy today. I have no idea why. It's a strange day. But I do have a list. My type A person came in today. And I definitely have to run down a few things. Proud mother moment. My son, if you guys have been listening or if you know me, my son has, he went to the firefighter. He successfully completed the firefighter academy approximately a year ago. After that completion and graduation, you have to do a year of probation, which according to my best friend, whose brother is a fire inspector, Bill Parker, and who helped my son with the support to get to where he is, told us all right after graduation, there'll be 12 months that you can't even talk to your son, and even told his fiance that. And they really broke down that the enormous amount of responsibility and the learning, and you really pulled in that 1 year, and you go to four, I guess you rotate three, four stations, and if you fudge up any time where they don't think you got what it takes, you are fired immediately. I mean, you're gone. The party's over. And so he basically, Bill basically advised us, hey, you know, just don't even know your child. Well, I found out third hand. And of course, you know, mother being a bitch that I am, thinking, he should have told me first. Ah, ain't happening. But anyway, I found out by through my brother-in-law, who supported my son every step of the way, also, that my son, as of last Friday, has officially completed that year of probation. So proud of him. He is stationed at the Station 13, which is on West Pico. So he has, of course, the Korean town. That's a joke because you guys don't know he's half Vietnamese, right? But he has a downtown area and all that. So if you're ever by Station 13 in LA City Fire Department, please go by and say hi to Quan. I don't know what they call him now, Firefighter Tran or something. I think that's awesome. So that's proud mother moment. This morning, let's do another moment. It's an awakening moment. I was walking my dog because he has been in the house. It's been storming in California and actually snowing in some areas. It's just been out of control. The storm was so intense. I mean, it felt like the windows in my mother's home was just going to come in between us. And not only that, the gas bill for heating now is like tripled. So my mom was like, okay, we're going to put the gas on for 5 minutes. She came in with hoodies and sweats. I'm like, I'm good. She's like, no, and here's some socks. We had turned that heat on. That was funny to me. Anyway, so this morning I finally get to take my dog out. So we go for a long walk. And, you know, everyone knows Pacoima as being the ghetto. So be it. We happen to live in Hanson Hills. Our house is, quote unquote, on top of the ghetto. So be it. However, walking this morning, you have no idea. All the homes are still standing. There's no ruckus. There's no mudslides. There's nothing. It's beautiful outside. It is beautiful outside. In fact, it was so pretty. I almost took my cell phone out of my purse as I was holding my dog because, you know, he's a little spoiled. That's certain steps he'd be wanting me to pick him up. Anyway, I almost took a picture so I could share with everyone. And I said, wait a minute. We be so busy getting out our cameras and showing everybody else what's going on that we don't embrace what's going on. That's what hit me. So I put the phone back in my pocket. And I looked at this beautiful greenery that my mom owns property from the bottom of the hill, which is on Glen Oaks, all the way up. You can look up this hill and you can see her home. And it was just beautiful with green, and the greenery was so tall that you can see the wind just moved it to the left or the right. So you see the grass just, oh, it was just beautiful. And I chose to take that and keep it in for me. I wonder how many of us do that. We're so quick to share with everyone else that we don't take a minute and enjoy. So that's one thing I wanted to point out. Instead of pulling out your camera, pull in yourself into the moment. And it was beautiful. I also have to say that I have this little dog that is a Shih Tzu and a Pomeranian. And he's spicy. Look at my Facebook page. You can see him. There are plenty of big dogs that bark and everything. My dog walks past them as if he doesn't even hear them. I get afraid of the dogs. My dog would be like, what's up with that? So I definitely have to look that up. So it was a great walk this morning. And guess what, you guys? I get it. I get to have it. And I'm not going to share it with you guys. If you want to see what I'm talking about, you come to Pacoima. I was born in Glen Oaks across the street from Amsterdam. Yes, that's right. Ghetto up, right? Oh, my God. I'm so ridiculous. Anyway, that was something I wanted to point out. I'm having a blast today. I have no idea why. Oh. Da-da. This now will take me to another place because it's important. Relationships. All right. All types of relationships. Friendships, love ships, thought ships, hit it ships, ship ships, right? I learned this very recently. The manner in which I may have interpreted something may not be what my interpretation, right? But I am so damn good at what I didn't know I was doing. And this is what I want to share. Every relationship you're in, learn something from that relationship. Whether your heart's in it or not, learn something. And the reason I say that is because when people say things that could be hurtful or in the moment or the gist, you know, of the happenings, it might be their truth. But if I have really truly learned something from that person and that relationship, no matter how it's defined, that's my truth. Every person I have ever been with, if I were to ask them how they would define our sex life or going together, not together, whatever life, I might be shocked. I don't think I'll go do that. But I can tell you that every relationship I've been in, like I said, friends, especially this is about lovers or whatever you call it, I've learned something. And every man that I may have been in the presence of, that I shared my body with or my time with, also, taught me something, made me a better me. So why do I say that? I was put in a situation where I thought, oh, that's disrespectful. No, that's an interpretation. And interpretations are just that, the way the person interprets the relationship. Does that take away from what I learned? Does that take away from the person I got to know? No, especially if it was positive. So I guess what I'm trying to say is best friends, family, ex-friends, whatever can hurt you. And with social media, can hurt you on a wide, can just fuck you up and more than only you know about it, right? But if you just look into the good, how many relationships have you guys had, friendships and relationships that you can look into? That person said some really mean things about me, but you know what? Past that, what did I learn? Well, I have to tell you, most people that I let into my world, I learned from them. And I'm at some level outside of sex, I would hope, they learn from me. And that's where I'm going to keep all relationships, because that's my interpretation of caring loving, appreciating, respecting. So no matter what. And let's do that. Let's keep our friendships and loveships going at, you know, that sex is good now. I mean, in general, right? Don't stop having the sex because you want to get to know the first personality and get something out of it. I don't think that's the answer whatsoever. But always be reminded what you got out of it and appreciate that. That's if you go into relationships for more than just the physical and the financial gain, which those are all cool too. But a lot of relationships I have gone into have allowed me to be a better me. And I've learned so much. That's why I'm the smartest person in the world. Not. Okay, so I have a caller. Her hand is up. I know this is my buddy who moved to the ghetto of Alabama, and I'm going to let her in. But before I do that, let me say, so basically, you know, stay positive and understand that people have the right to interpret as they interpret. Okay? But just stay positive and don't break relationships. Don't do that. Just put them in a positive place. Yes, I learned that from this damn book. Okay, hold on one moment. I've never seen a little hand up before. This is great. Hold on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are on the air, sister girl.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, my buddy. Yes, I can. Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm driving in my car, so if you hear background noise. But I just wanted to chime in on what you said earlier. Of course, you know exactly when I raised my hand is when you brought the subject up. I just want to say we're all looking for our give a fuck for these assholes out here, these men out here that just don't get it. And I think you're right. You should take, regardless of how your relationship, starts, is in the middle, how it ends, how it, whatever, regardless of what you think about it, you should take out lessons learned, good, bad, or indifferent from everybody. But on the real, fuck them.
No.
So that's where my
actually,
give a fuck is.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, there you have it. See, Mary obviously has not read the book or practiced. No, I get what you're saying, but you know what? No, I'm definitely, yes. She has not read the book. Everyone, please don't let know. No, actually, no.
I read the forward in the book.
Oh, well, that's a start. Well, let me continue on with this show because I don't want this to turn into anything that has to do with men bashing or anything like that, because it's really not about that. It's about all of us being able to interpret anything we want to interpret. And I think a lot of times in relationships, I have interpreted things a different way. However, does that take away from what I learned from that person? No, it does
right.
not.
You're right about that. I was just trying
I know,
to be
you
funny,
messed
but
with me.
You're right about that.
I know, no, it's
you're
true.
You're right about that. You are. And a lot of times as women, because women and men think so much differently. If you're in a heterosexual relationship, you know, any kind of relationship, friendship, you know, intimate relationship, family ship, all that, you know, like you said earlier, you do have to just take what you get out of it and, you know, and be okay with that. Regardless of what happens, so I agree with you.
Yes, and let me interject on that, because what happens is this. You are going to, if you go outside and if you work and if you go to school and if you go to the grocery store, you're going to encounter people. You're going to encounter relationships if you choose to engage. And there are going to be some relationships, friendships, it doesn't matter, that are going to sometimes just not fit the bar. I mean, sometimes can come out hurtful, and those are all good, but you have to look at it this way. What did I get out of that? You know, I think if we go into relationships looking more at, you know, if this doesn't work, what do I get out of this? What did I learn from this person? You know, a lot of us are after, you know, forced good sex, and you know, if you don't have good sex initially, you can just go and learn how to have good sex. So if they're not good, that's so bad. But anyway, but more importantly, it's like, what am I going to get out of that? What am I going to get? And it doesn't mean what you're going to get. In fact, I have a friend I was just doing, and stay on, you're still in the air, Mary. I have a friend I was just doing his prenup,
okay.
And his whole theme on the prenup was, I ain't going to get got. I ain't going to get got. and he, it's so funny. He's like, I ain't going to get God. That's all ghetto fabulous, right? And, you know, Mary, don't take this personally, but he's black and he's marrying a white girl, right? But his whole philosophy, I ain't going to get God. And so we really sat and had conversation about that. And ultimately, I understood what he was talking about. And it went into child support and, you know, all that other dollar and cents because he's an accountant. However, when we started talking about ain't going to get God, all the things that he wanted are all the things that I'm talking about. He wanted to be able to be with someone that he can share with, he can learn with, they can learn from each other, and they can appreciate each other. And he didn't want financial courts to come in if they were not to make it in the marriage and dictate who and what and how and why he has to pay something. So, you know, that's what we need to just focus on. Every person I've ever been with, I'm telling you right now, is the reason that I can either feel that I'm successful or that I'm aware, because they taught me something. I always watch too. By the way, if you think a person's not teaching you anything and you're looking around and, you know, you have to realize this too. Being around that person, how are you feeling? What are you learning? What have you learned? Did you learn anything? Are you uptight? You know, but every man I've ever been with, I can sit back and watch them work, because of course I date men that work. I don't care if they're drug dealers or entertainers. No. You watch them work, and they have rhythms to their work, and they have notes, and they just, it's just beautiful if you ever watch a person work, someone you love, or, you know, even watching your friends, and you learn from that. And I have learned, I swear to God, one of my old boyfriends, his name is JB, he taught me that when you work in corporate America, things go from the left to the right. I'm like, what does that mean? Or right to left, depending on how you do it. Things come in your desk and out and out. Nothing stays. Whatever stays in the middle, you're working on it, but it has to keep moving. And that's how we moved. And you know what? That has saved my life and litigation and everything else. So I want to say that nothing's perfect in this world, but take what you can and live with that and grow with that and do that at an early age. Don't do it at my age where you're like, da-da. I mean, you can, but those da-das earlier gives you an opportunity to live your best life at an earlier time instead of having to figure out shit. Some of this stuff, listen to the old people and put it into your repertoire, to live a good life. Okay, Mary, I only have a few minutes. Do you want to say anything? Are you doing your show this afternoon or no?
Yeah, I'm going to do my show. It's Mary Had a Little Cancer with Mary Hopkins. Sorry about the background noise. I'm in the car. Today at 11 a.m. On Blog Talk Radio on the J. King Network, tune in. I'll only be doing it for probably about a half an hour, 45 minutes today, because I've got to go to work after that. I will see you all there.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward for you to share everyone all the new changes that you made in 1 week. That is so crazy. Okay, well, thank you so much. And I love that plug. And yes, J. King Network it's a funny-ass network. You guys are hilarious. And I'm glad that I'm a part of at least listening to it. All right, Mayor, I'm going to finish up my show, but thank you for calling in. You are awesome. And I will be listening. Where'd you go?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you guys. So I love that. And Mayor's right. You know, a lot of times, probably right, because that's how she feels, right? Didn't I just say something a person has the right to interpret as they interpret? Oh, look at that. I almost forgot that. But at the end of the day, I just want to say everyone that I let into my life teaches me something. It was weird. Like a week ago, I thought I was teaching everyone else. It's amazing how it is bilateral. We teach. So stick with the teaching. And look at the love through the teaching. Okay, so I didn't get a chance to go on. I wanted to talk to my girls who might be listening with my business group that was started by Chiffon, and I call it Boss Ladies. What do I call it? B1, Teach One. Anyway, you guys, I watched this morning. There is, I have a friend, my friends want to do several things at one time, and I get that. But sometimes it's very difficult with the marketing and the social media. It becomes overwhelming. Well, this morning, I was looking at a show talking about the CAMEO, which is the California Association for Micro Enterprise Opportunities. You guys, let's talk about that. We'll talk about it next week, because there might be a way that small businesses can work together and open up a storefront with all different things from different entrepreneurs and share in the profits. That's something I learned this morning. So I want to tell my girls, let's do that. Also, you guys, we're so busy posting and trying to share with everyone all the stuff we are learning or our businesses. this weekend, yesterday, I listened to 4 hours of webinars or podcasts regarding legal things, and I've learned more than a little bit. The takeaway today is stop sharing, start listening. Stop sharing images and start taking them in. Stop judging and accept people's interpretation. At the end of the day, just get through the day. Get through the day. Okay, you guys, until next week, I am out. And again, I remind you, make good memories and be good to yourself.